we have a lot going on, and as is always the case, we have a lot of good going on, and we have a lot of not good going on. Some of the not good has to do with the way that we have people in our nation who are still working persistently and consistently to just divide, and in the process make life unnecessarily complicated and stressful. The good news is we have people who are doing what they can to counter that. One of those people is Dr. John Jensen. He is working diligently to counter the negative actions that are being taken. He's trying to bring us together, showing some positive ways that we can bring about positive social change. He will be our guest this Thursday at 1 o'clock. I am definitely urging you to be present. 1 o'clock this Thursday, February 22nd. But do keep in mind that if for whatever the reason you're not able to join us live on 1550 AM WTHB, you can definitely listen online at your convenience by going to speakingwith.com. And at some point, it'll be after the live interview, you'll be able to go to speakingwith.com, click on the listen online at your convenience link, and you'll look for Dr. John Jensen's name. You can look for the date, February 22nd, 2018, and listen at your convenience. This is going to be a very, very timely discussion. I definitely want you to be listening up. And then on Power Friday, next Friday the 23rd, I'm sorry, that is this Thursday the 22nd. I'm getting behind myself. This Thursday the 22nd, Dr. John Jensen, in 2 days, he'll be talking with us about ways to go about positive ways, constructive ways to go about bringing about positive social change. This Thursday, the 22nd, 1 o'clock. This Friday, Dr. Mark Nagel joins us again to talk sports. And you all know he knows how to make the sports world, the sports industry, sports come alive. He makes it so that we can understand what's going on behind the scenes, even from a financial standpoint. Dr. Mark Nagel will be our guest this Friday, the 23rd at 1 o'clock. Next week, I want you to be listening again on Power Friday as I'm joined by Minister Howard Chang, who's going to talk with us about something that's very significant, the combination of prayer and treatment for psoriasis. How many of you know someone personally who may have really been placing their faith, their confidence, their trust in the Creator to provide a supernatural healing for some issue that they were dealing with, only to learn that they really needed to have gone another route that the Creator wanted them to go, and that is using the gift of medical treatment that the Creator has given us. As it turns out, Minister Howard Chang himself deals with severe psoriasis. He's going to talk with us how medical treatment and prayer are in his arsenal in coping with psoriasis. I believe that a lot of us are going to be able to pick up on some tips on how to combine the gift of medical treatment with the gift of prayer to deal with any number of issues that people may be dealing with. Minister Howard Chang joining us next Friday at 1 o'clock. All right, let's look some more as we get ready to close out this discussion of stress and its impact on minorities and low-income people. And then take a look at something that contributes to that stress. And that is decisions made by political leaders that contribute to stress. We were talking about some of the ways that we can go about the business of helping ourselves when it comes to relieving stress. We talked about muscle relaxation. Remember breathing techniques where basically you'll breathe in deeply. Some people say through the nose, some say through the mouth. Breathe in deeply for the count of 10. Hold it. And then slowly but surely let that air back out. You may want to especially try that, either one of these techniques that we're talking about, muscle relaxation, breathing techniques, maybe a combination of the two. Several times throughout the day, including adding to that, maybe doing that at night just before you go to bed. And I do mean that literally, not 60 minutes before you go to bed. I mean within 5 to 10 minutes, 10 to 5 minutes before you're ready to call it a night. Maybe while you're actually in bed and you've called it a night. Try these techniques. See if they help you sleep better. All right. So some things that we can do on our own. And again, these techniques have been shown to help, including people who are members of the minority community, low-income community. Other interventions include improving the quality of communication between people who are dealing with these issues and their healthcare providers, teaching parenting skills to promote positive parent-child attachments. So important. And so, in parents, one of the things that would be very important for you is to go about the business of using these techniques and others to relax yourselves so that you are in a better position to help your children relax. And don't wait until they're 16 and 18. While they're 3, 4, 6 years old, 8 years old, start getting them involved in stress relieving techniques and processes. The report that they were looking at concludes with a series of recommendations, including calling for additional multidisciplinary research on the interrelationship of barriers to health experienced by disadvantaged individuals. It recommends improving psychology training programs to make sure that clinicians are capable of adequately discussing and addressing the effects of inequality on individual health. Increasing awareness among the public and policymakers on the stress-inducing implications of persistent exposure to implicit biases and microaggressions is important. And that's where, when you have politicians who truly mean well and they want to see things go better for people of all facets of society, it's good. But on the other hand, when you have politicians who really have made it one of their goals is to increase the stress on people of color, low-income people, etc. Then you have that mix of policymakers and the public just working against the very people whom some of these politicians want to harm. We're so fortunate, we're so grateful for the politicians who truly want to do good. Disparities in both stress and health may not be visible to those who have more advantages, who have relatively limited direct contact with people affected this way. And so a well-informed community is critical to improving the health of racial, ethnic, and poor communities. You know what? It may not. In fact, it's not a bad idea for the many, many people who are members of the white community, middle class, and you're doing well, to get involved by letting your elected officials on the state level and the national level know that you want something done about these policies that make life so unnecessarily stressful for people of color and for low-income people. And remember, due to the recession that was brought about by a lot of our politicians just a few years ago, we have a lot of people who are now currently members of the low-income community who were members of the middle class at one point. Stay with me. When we come back, let's take a look at a comparison between what President Trump promised America and what he's actually doing now.